the outs this morning. Amen. Let us all stand. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just are so thankful in our hearts, Lord, for another opportunity to come into the house of the Lord and to have a desire in our hearts, Lord, to be here to worship you and praise and magnify your holy name. Lord, knowing that you're going to speak to us today, Father, Lord, may there be such a hunger in our hearts, Lord, to have our ears open, Lord, and praying for revelation as that word comes forth. Lord, that we draw closer to you, Lord. Let there be a greater consecration in our lives, a prisonership in our lives, Lord. We're just so thankful this morning for all that you've done for us, Lord, and for even bringing us here, Lord, to have a place, Lord, where the truth is spoken. Men that are not afraid to stand for the truth, Lord, and preach against sin. May we never take that for granted, Lord. We just ask, Lord, you just have your way in our service this morning. We give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. Let's turn it over to page 318 in your Only Believe. And I think about this song that sometimes in life it is like a railway. And that train, it goes up many valleys, down through the valleys and up over the mountains. And sometimes when it's struggling to get up to the top of the mountaintop, you know that the Lord's right there step for step with you and helping you to reach that climax that you're trying to reach. Amen. Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful. Will roll Superintendent. Oh, what a day that's going to be when we see him face to face. Know that our journey has ended. Amen. Let's turn over to page 398. He paid a debt. Did he pay a debt for you today?
Amen.
He paid a debt. He did not owe. Thank you for the debt that you paid for us, Lord, to cover our sins, Lord, to make a way back in fellowship with you. Oh, how we just love and appreciate you this morning, Lord. Amen. Let's turn over to page 456. And I only believe. Magnify the Lord with me. Amen. Just something burning on my heart this morning. Just love the Lord for all he's done for me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Blessed Lamb of Calvary. For his grace is proven free. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify. Appreciate you so much for your mercy and the grace that you've showed unto us, Lord. How could we ever give enough thanks for what you've done for us? Amen. You may be seated. Brother Paul, will you come and take an offering this morning?
Lord Jesus, and our fathers, we gather here today just to honor you once again this day, Lord Jesus. We just come before you with thanksgiving and praise to you, Lord Jesus. Just once again wanting to give our portion back to you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just for what you've done for us, Lord Jesus. And just for, Lord, the word you've given us in this day and age, Lord Jesus. How precious
Amen.
It is to us, Lord Jesus. This the leading guide us through this wicked world where we live in nowadays, Lord.
Yes.
And we just pray just continue and lead and guide our lives, Lord, in all we do, Lord Jesus. And as we give this small portion back to you, Father, just may it be used for the Father and for your kingdom, Lord
Amen.
Jesus, and to spread the word, Lord. And we ask your blessing upon it now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Why don't you lift up your hands and praise the Lord? Why don't you? Why don't you lift up your hands and praise? Appreciate you this morning, Lord. Just seems like we don't have the words, Lord, to express. Oh, how we just appreciate you so much for all that you've done for us.
how we just love you and glorify and magnify your holy name this morning. Amen. How many has a need upon your heart by uplifting of your hand? Brother Jim Finley, will you take the prayer request? Okay. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace in our lives this morning. And Lord, just knowing that you kept your word, Lord, you said where two or three are gathered in your name there, you'd be in your midst. And we feel you here, Lord, and we just have such a thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, this morning. And just love and appreciate you for all that you're doing for us in this hour, Lord, and just seeing you walking step in step with us as we're going through life's journey, Lord, and seeing how, Lord, we're seeing the changes in our life and the overcoming power and seeing the bodies coming under subjection to the word. Oh, Lord, how just we have such appreciation and a love in our hearts this morning for it. But Lord, we come before you this morning asking, Lord, that you've seen the hands that was raised. You know the needs upon each person's heart, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you would meet those needs. And we want to pray for Brother Josh this morning, Lord, just asking that, Father, you would heal his body. Lord, that he could be in service with us. And Lord, we just trust and believe in your healing power, Lord. And we just want to bring him before you, Lord. And just asking, Lord, as our brother comes this morning to bring the word that you've laid upon his heart, Lord, that you'd make it easy for him. Lord, may he feel each and every one of us in here hungering and pulling, Lord, asking for revelation of that word that you're going to speak through his lips, Father. And just pray that you just bless him, Father, and just have your way in the remainder of the service. And we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special this morning you'd like to sing? The kids? We'll ask the children to come up. Thank you.
us sing about the Lord. Amen. Let us all stand. So we ask our brother to come and deliver what the Lord's laying on his heart. Let's sing that little chorus. He's all I need. Amen. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all.
But I want to talk, as I said, about your mothers today, and not only to them, but as us around our mothers, and your children sitting there now, and your husbands sitting there. And you say, well, you're going to be raising the woman above God? No. As he says here in Matthew 10:37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So we don't raise them above God. And, you know, we love God most of all. We love his word most of all, and his what he has done for us and who he is to us, you know. But as our mothers in this natural life, maybe sometimes we don't honor them enough and respect them enough, you know. Because I'm going to tell you what, I know my mother went through things, and my wife has went through things that I will never go through. I never will, you see. But your mothers has gone through it, you know. And it always seems like the mama sometimes holds things together in the home, you know, many times. And you know, dad's is busy working and taking care of those things in life. But yet, you know, the mother has a special place. And I want you to know that today, through God's word, that you are special. And you may think, well, what's the big deal? You know, we ought to be pressing on another message just now. And I'm going to tell you what, again, if we fail in this word, we're guilty of the whole law. Because it also is God's word, you see, to honor thy father and thy mother. And it's not just a parable. It wasn't something God just put there to fill the pages up, but it was for a reason. And it was so important to him that he let us know, if we do that, I'll give you extra days upon the earth. Ah, think of that. It was so important to the Lord that he would do that for us if we honored father and mother. So it's pretty important, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to read here a quote Brother Branham said. Actually, I'm going to throw dad in, the dad's in on this side of it. And because honor thy father and thy mother, you know, but I'm not going to speak too much about the dads today. But I just want to bring this little portion in too. But I want you to hear it and understand it. Brother Branham says here in question and answers, number one, excuse me. This was August 23rd, 1964. And the question was asked, what can I do for him? Should I continue to care for dad on the farm? What can I do? The brother asked Brother Branham. Now, you know, this must have meant something to this man because he was asking the prophet this, you know. And Brother Branham says, yes, my brother. It's rude here. I don't know who it says. It says it just starts out, what can I do for him? Now, probably some boy for his dad. Look, my dear brother. Blessed are you when you will take care of your dad. For your dad took care of you when you could not take care of yourself. And the first commandment with promise, honor thy father and thy mother, which may lengthen the days upon the earth that the Lord thy God giveth thee. Yeah, see, take care of dad any way that you can. See that he gets the very best. So I thought we'd throw one in there for dad so far, you know. And so dads won't be left out today. But mainly it's about the mothers today. And as I said, I just want you to think about this. I want you to think about it when you was a child. You know, when I was just a little fella, I remember all getting sick, you know. You felt so bad, so sickly. Just so weak and just felt like you just couldn't press on any further, you know. I mean, usually you're just full of energy, you know, running and just screaming and having a good old time, you know. It's all you knew about life. But then when you got sick, down in bed, a mother would come along and, of course, in that day, it didn't like today, but mother would heat up some turpentine and a little foil pie pan that she would keep because it would heat up quick, and she'd heat that up. And she'd come in and rub my chest down, my back down, and put a hot towel in the front and the back and pin it right here at the top. And then put my T-shirt back on. Oh, that felt so good. You know, I could go to bed and I go to sleep and rest good the rest of the night. But today we might think turpentine, that kills a kid. You know, I don't know whether it did or not, it didn't kill me. But it felt so good. It was just a natural thing to be able to get that turpentine. Sometimes you almost, boy, wish I was sick, you know. But that turpentine and that hot towel and then put in a bed. And then Mother tuck you in. You know, I thought, my, wonderful days, you know. But it was what was on the inside of a mother. You know, I watch some of you sisters, you know, and see how you do with your children and little children. And you just want to be motherly and take care of children. And I don't care what you do. Dads just can't fill that spot. But mamas just seem to be able to cool over their children and cool over them and hold them and, you know, snuggle up to them and love them. And I remember those days. Yeah. May have been a long time ago, but still I remember it plainly. I'll never forget it as long as I live. You know, and to them at that time it may have seemed like, my, it was such maybe a trying time when all the children were sick, you know. And my, the laundry needed to be done, the meal needed to be cooked, and all these things needed to be taken care of, and Dad's lunch made, ready to go to work. But still, there was always time she had to take care of you. I appreciate that. And I want you children that's sitting here now, I want you to think and really cherish if you've got a godly mother, you know, and really show her that you appreciate her. Don't you wait till the world comes along and tells you it's Mother's Day and you ought to buy flowers or you ought to buy her this, you ought to buy her that. You ought to give her your love every day, your respect, you see. And show her what love really is from your heart to her, you see, because the days is numbered. You won't have all the days to do that, you know. Even this life, you see, you won't have throughout eternity to do that. No. But this is a time now that you have. While she's living, while you're with her, cherish her and love her, you see. But he says here in Proverbs 1, 8, 9th verse, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." That's her teachings. In the Hebrew, it means teachings or instructions. So it says here, forsake not the law of thy mother. And how many times do you remember mother giving you instructions, you know, and giving you guidance and telling you what to do and what's best to do and, you know, and how to do it. Maybe you would, should try to give you instructions on how to maybe clean something or put something together or whatever it is. But she was always there to give you instructions and try to help you. You know, I remember my mother many times, you know, of course, I always loved farming, you know. And when I was even just a young feller, and seemed like I was the only one in the family that enjoyed that and wanted to do that. The rest of my siblings didn't want anything to do with it. But Mother was always there to be with me and to help me. Even in the middle of the night, sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd be down the barn with the farrowing crate with the hog in it and having baby pigs. And she'd be there helping me deliver the baby pigs. You know, wipe the noses off, make sure their mouth was cleaned out. You know, make sure everything was healthy. Make sure mama pig didn't roll over on them, kill them. And had many times it raised a lot of piggies, you know. I believe one time the little sow had 18 and raised 14 out of it. I thought, oh, this is really good, you know. But it's because mama's love was there with me, you know. And she didn't want me down that old barn, dark at night, by myself. Regardless of what she'd done that day and how tired she might have been, she wanted to be down there with me. But many times we've done things like that together. And I don't know, some of you children may seem like your chum, your mama's chum. And I was kind of like mama's chum. I don't like to say mama's boy because I might have been that too. I don't know. But I was mama's chum, you know. So me and her done many things together, you know. And we went places together. And but always, I want you to remember, children, you'll never forget those things. As long as you live, you'll never forget it. Excuse me. I was thinking about these things. It's terrible to start being an old man. My, I tell you what. You know, you're heading close to 60, but you know, I know some of you say that you're a young pup. But I'm going to tell you what, still, Brother Bram thought he was an old man at 53. But still, you know, you start getting age on you, and you start thinking of things. And you see your parents getting old and so forth. And you think, what could I have done that would have made it better for them? You know, what could I have done? Thank you, brother. And I guess now I feel, what can I do now to make it the best I can for them? You know? And though maybe you still can't do really what they deserve, but they raised me. They put a lot of time in me. A lot of expenses. A lot of preparing food. They clothed me. Done many things for me. And again, what can I do for them? Can I do something that would help them, you know? And I hope I can, you know? I hope. I've got this problem. I'm always a big baby. Hey, man. But I hope what I say today will help you, each one, these younger ones, to appreciate your mothers and dads also. That you will truly love them. You will honor them and respect them. You obey them. For they know what's best for you. You see? And as I said, you're a blessed young person if you have been blessed with a godly mother and dad. You're very blessed. There's so many children today throughout the land that don't even have a mother and father. They don't have mothers and fathers that loves them and cares for them. But if you have one that loves you and cares for you and gives you direction in God's word, you ought to be so appreciative, you see, in your heart. But he says here also, for they, let's read our scripture again, Proverbs 1. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. In other words, you'll take it with you wherever you go. You see. And I still remember many times instructions. I say it's based more on mother today. I can say many things about dad too. Maybe if Lord willing and Terry's, maybe I'll talk about daddies one of these days. I don't know. I can tell you what a daddy does. Amen. I can't tell you too much about a mother other than what I've experienced. But we find here that you'll take these things with you. And I, as I said, I remember instructions down through life that my mother gave me. And why would she take the time to do that? You children that sit here, why would your mother take the time to give you those instructions? Because she wants it to turn out the best for you. She wants you to go in paths of righteousness and not in the paths of wickedness and riotous living. But she wants you to go in the way that would please God. And there's times we may think, she's not making the right decision. You know? I remember a time I used to, when it started out, different things. I was told to do things and chores to do. And I'm talking about when I was real young. That I thought, I shouldn't have to do this. And I remember a time she made me start cleaning my room. I thought, this ain't a boy's thing, clean my room. But I'm glad she did. Yeah. Because I'm not like a lot of men that can't clean nothing and live like hogs. Yeah. But it's made me a clean person. It's made me want to do right and keep things neat because of her instructions, you see. I've not turned out to be a man that was wanted to live in filth and trash and garbage all around me. Can't stand it, you know? Just not that type of person. But because of her instructions, I'm that way. It's been around my neck, and I take it with me, in my journey, wherever I go. Like I say, there may be things, instructions in your life that maybe you received from other, and you could tell me the same things that's taking place, and you can remember those things. But just remember also, young children here today, it's very important to follow your parents' instructions. I know when you begin to get a little older, you think, oh, I know more than you do. That's kind of be the teeny thing, you know. I know more than you do. I'm going to tell you what, you don't know more than Mother and Dad knows. No. Mother and Dad has done experience many things in life. They've went through things in life that you have not gone through yet. And sometimes they try to prevent you from going through maybe the things the way they went through it because they know the heartache in it, you see. And they're trying to give you those instructions to prevent that happening in your life. So again, there's many reasons why we should honor our mother, our father, both, you see, and respect them. Let me read some more here. He says here in Proverbs 23, again, 22nd chapter, "Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and," now listen to this, "and despise not thy mother when she is old." Don't despise her. Okay? Despise in the Hebrew is to not hold as insufficient, which is unimportant. Don't let her be unimportant to you when she gets old. It also means, or to come to not worth considering, no longer important when she's old. I'm going to tell you what, she's just as important when she's old, when she is young. Yeah. Just because they get old, don't mean they're not important anymore. No. Just because these elderly sisters in here, and these mothers sitting here, doesn't mean they're unimportant because now they're old and they can't do much, maybe in the physical body like they used to be able to do, and maybe helping people and do things in the home they used to be able to do physically. Maybe they can't do some of the things they used to do when they're young. But that doesn't make them less important. No. They're just as important as they ever was, you see. So don't ever think when mother gets old that she's no longer important. You young people, as you're growing up and you see your parents getting old, don't you think for a minute that they're not as important because you're maybe 15, 16 years old now and you don't need them as much. I'm going to tell you, I remember times in my late teens I really needed my mother. Yeah. I cried on her shoulder. Yeah. Over different things that would happen in life, you know. I hope this will be the best Mother's Day present I give her today. Amen. And it'll last forever, as long as I'm in this life. Amen. "Buy the truth," which means obtain in Hebrew, "and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice." Amen. So just think how you can make your mother rejoice. If you follow the righteousness of Christ, she will rejoice. If you really love your mother and you really respect her and you really care for her, then serve Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And she'll rejoice with gladness. Not a more thing could make her happier than to see her son or her daughter serve our Lord. So don't forget that, young people sitting here. Amen. Let's go on. Not a shouting message, by no means. But man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds in the mouth of God. Proverbs 31, begin 26 verse. "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well, or watches very closely, to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness, or sluggishness, or laziness. No, you can't be a mother and be lazy. It's a 24/7 job, especially when you're raising the children, especially if you've got 2-3 little ones at the same time. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. As I said, I remember many times being, and not only my mother, but my wife also. And our two oldest girls are so close together, is just a little over a year apart, and almost like twins, still both in bottles, diapers, and so forth. And honestly, I was not much of a diaper changer. I couldn't handle too much of it. So, yeah, I tried to help when I could, as long as it wasn't too messy. Amen. But still, I remember nights getting up in the middle of the night and helping her, especially when they was both needing a bottle at the same time, or they was both sick at the same time. I'd get up and help her and things. But as I said, regardless of what that child was doing, there's something about a mother. She loves that child. And she has within her, and God placed within her, an ability and a desire to raise that child and to nurture it, to love it. And I remember that many, many times in my life. Being nurtured, held close, yeah, and expressed that she loved me, you know. And I appreciate that very much. So when mother does that to you, young people, you ought to appreciate it. Because I'm going to tell you, one day you'll carry it with you wherever you go. You'll never forget it, you know. It's just something special about mothers. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously. Many daughters have done virtuously. But thou excellest them all, goes far above all the virtuous daughters. Yeah. Favor or charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Husbands, you ought to be very thankful if you've got a God-fearing wife. Yes. One that loves the Lord. So, well, she gives me trials and tests, but I'm going to tell you, you still ought to love her and respect her and honor her. And you ought to be so thankful that you have her. Yes. As I've said before over this pulpit, I've seen the trend of some people in this message. I've seen how men seem like after they read marriage and divorce and read some different things, they kind of throw the woman under the bus and made her a bunch of filth, and she ain't worth much and all this. But it just shows me that man didn't understand the word of God. Very lacking in understanding, you see. Because look what he said about the sisters in that message, you see. But they only want to catch one certain thing, because they've got something to pick about their wife, or they don't like about her, or something. So they always take the bad thing and try to turn it into something worse. I'm going to tell you, she's your sister in Christ. And guess what? You make mistakes too. Men, you know? We all make mistakes. We've all, even before Christ came in us, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have. But it's God rich in mercy that has brought us to the place we're at now. And it'll only be God's mercy and grace that we can truly honor our mothers and our fathers, you see, and respect them. In Mother's Day message he preached May 10th, 1959, paragraph 43, he said, "You see, a child listens to its mother. Some little touch about that mother that a child will listen to. There's just something special about it. When it's hurt, it'll go to mother for consolation before it'll go to father, because she was first with it, you know. And there's some gift that God gives a mother to be that way. I mean a real mother. Now, I believe that mothers are honorable and godly. But I believe such as Mother's Day is like this is a racket made up of a lot of money and flowers and things. But Mother's Day should be every day. Amen?
Amen.
Mother's Day should be every day. Not to send a bunch of flowers on Mother's Day, but to love her and care for her 365 days and nights through the year. Wow. If all of us could learn to do that, we'd have a bunch of happy mothers. Yeah. But of course, the commercial world has made it took great hold on things like this, and it depreciates the mother. Yeah. Oh, well, last Mother's Day, I sent her a bunch of flowers. See, he said she'd appreciate a whole lot more if you just sit down and talk to her just a little bit. Write her a line, pat her on the shoulder, kiss her on the cheek, and tell her you love her. It'll go a lot further than all the flowers that you could buy her from the florist. That's true. Amen. So some of you mothers, get ready. You might get some cheeks kissed today. Amen. You ought to. Amen. You deserve it. Yeah, you do. You go through a lot with children. You go through a lot being in that position of being the wife in the home. A lot to take care of. Yeah. Brother Branham said this on Mother's Day also. He said, Mother is so great, you know, the first one that receives you in this life is your mother. No one can touch you because you're conceived, and she bears you under her heart. Now think of that. My mother carried me under her heart. After I was born, then she began to care for me on top of her heart, you see. And she wanted to take care of me and watch over me. And I don't know why, but she will tell you. That's why we've always been chums. She said, there's something about you that's always special to me above the other children. I appreciate that. Makes me thankful. Of course, God knew in his mind what I would be. She told me when she was in a prayer meet one time and some Pentecostal ministers gathered around Mother when she was pregnant with me. And they began to prophesy that the child would be a minister of the gospel. Before I was ever born, they began to prophesy. God had a purpose for me in life. But it made something special chums between each one of us. And I love her. And I know sometimes I probably didn't treat her like I should. But I hope every day will be a better day, that I treat her the best I can every day in this life that I have left. You know. He says here, and she is the first to know you and the first to, in this life, to hold you. Then when you're born, she is one of the first hands that touch you and wipe back the tears out of your eyes. Think of that. She is the first one to pat you and to love you and to coo over you in this life is your mother. I think that there is not enough honor that we could give to a mother. Mother is first with the child, and she has great responsibility of what that child will be. It will be based upon the way that mother starts that child on the path that it must travel. See how much influence your mother has on you? Yeah. Mother has the responsibility from God to place that child on the right road. And I think that's why mothers has a special little touch. And you mothers do have a special little touch. That only you mothers can have in this life, speaking naturally, see. If you've got a good wife, brother, you ought to respect her with the highest. That's right. You should do that. A real woman and children. If you've got a real mother that stays home and tries to take care of you, keeping your clothes clean, sending you to school, teaching you about Jesus, You should honor that sweet old mother with all that's in you. You should respect that woman, yes, sir, because she's a real mother. Amen. Do you love mama?
Yeah.
Amen. Now, some of us don't have mama with us today. But trust someday, somehow, you'll see mama again. Amen. There's a couple poems I'd like to read to you. Why don't you sisters come? Yes, please. I'm not going to hold you too long. Well, it's not meant to hold you a long time today, but just get a certain thing across today. This is God's word that must be fulfilled too. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Don't you tell me for a minute that this ain't God's word. It is God's word that we honor our father and mother. And this is what's involved with it, you see. This poem is called A Mother's Love. There are times when only a mother's love can understand our tears, can soothe our disappointments, and calm all of our fears. There are times when only a mother's love can share the joy we feel, when something we've dreamed about quite suddenly is real. There are times when only a mother's faith can help us on life's way and inspire in us the confidence we need from day to day. For a mother's heart and a mother's faith and a mother's steadfast love were fashioned by the angels and sent from God above. Amen. How true it is, you know. And the last one I'll read. My special mom. And this is to my special mom today. And trust it to you. If your mother's here today, you can say the same thing to her. I want to tell you, Mom, that you're special to the Lord. Amen. And you are valued in his eyes, for no one loves you more. And Mom, I want you to know how blessed you really are. For I know that it was never easy. Those past years were quite hard. But even through the years gone by, I believe that God was there, reaching out with loving arms, though we're unaware. And he is still beside you, longing to be a part of all the things that interest you, for you're special in his heart. For even in the daily struggles, this seems to be a part of life. The Lord longs to be involved. Amen. The Lord longs to be involved and fill the void inside. So, Mom, on this Mother's Day, I just want you to know that you are always appreciated. And that Jesus loves you so.
Amen.
Just a little something. I trust that it will help us all. And we'll respect our mothers more than we ever have. And appreciate them. Honor them. Amen. And remember, it's not just one day a year. It's 365 days a year. Amen. You love the Lord?
Amen.
He's so wonderful. Let us all stand. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Amen. Is that all? Kind of hard to pick out a little song for that, isn't it?
Amen.
Brother Timothy? Yes, amen. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for he has been so good to me. And when I think of to thank him for
so much to thank Him for.
Come on up, Brother Timothy.
Every step of our lives, we've been blessed. Amen. We thank Him for it. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You for these words today. And Lord, may we truly hold them dear to our hearts. And Lord, truly give respect where respect is due. For Lord, it's been said that in times past, Lord, man has tried to take away the respect that You said should be given from the Word. And Lord, may each one of us make sure we're giving the true respect that's given, Lord, to our mothers, to our wives, Lord, to our brothers, our sisters, our fathers. Lord, to each one, may there be a true love and respect from heart to heart. But on this day, Lord, once again, we thank You for our precious mothers, Lord, that's been there for us. And Lord, we thank You that You just bless each one that's gathered here today with a special blessing. And Lord, we just ask that You would bring us back if You should tarry at the next appointed time. Lord, we just come expecting, Lord, to let You have Your way. You know what's needed. And Lord, today's words went across void, Lord, somewhere it'll do a work. For Lord, You know all things. And Lord, we thank You for it. In the blessed, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. To me, He is so wonderful. Before we go. To me, He is so wonderful. To me, He is so wonderful. To me, He is so wonderful. Oh, to richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.